Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer.
Around the corner, end of the finish line, comes Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria on the air with the stories that are important and the perspectives that are important. We mean what we say. Yeah.
Okay, you all set?
Yes. I feel so much better.
Yeah. All right. Dateline, California. Jennifer's in California and knows that yesterday the chancellor of the University of California, located in Berkeley, California, which is one of the garden spots of that fine state, he was asked about his escape hatch for his office. Student protests at the campus. You know, a lot of colleges have these problems. And so the college apparently spent $9,000 of taxpayer money to build an escape hatch for him to get out of his office so that he can get away from students if they come to his office to protest.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let him know that if there's an escape hatch, if there's a way out, there's also a way in.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to get, you know, any protesters want to get closer.
And now that we know this, we can look for the escape hatch exit and make it an entrance, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wonder why it is. Do you ever protest when you were in college, any of you? Protest anything?
No. I barely went to class, so.
Really?
I was, yeah.
See, I've held you up as this virtuous person who's done all the right things through her entire life.
And I actually like rules, so, you know, you've got that for me.
I know that.
I was more of a protester in high school than college. By college,
really?
I was sort of disenfranchised. And then there's, you know, alcohol, so. Uh-huh.
No.
Typical college.
You drank in college? Huh. What an outrage that is. Okay. Speaking of outrages, yesterday at this time, we were wondering about the fate of one Blago Blagojevich, who had asked a federal judge to let him out of jail early. You may recall that he had been sentenced to 14 years in the slammer for political corruption. Now, in Illinois, in Chicago? How could that be?
I know. It seems so nice there.
Does that not work if you just nicely ask to get out of prison early?
Yes. Well, it doesn't work. It didn't work for him. Here's the story behind the story.
On Tuesday, disgraced former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich appeared on a courtroom video. He was dressed in prison-issued clothing and his once dark hair now white. Blagojevich had requested that a judge consider cutting his 14-year sentence after an appeals court threw out some convictions related to his alleged attempt to sell or trade an appointment to Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Just a few moments ago, the judge came back with a verdict and rejected Blagojevich's appeal.
Now.
Blagojevich.
Right. Sounds like a polka party.
So that
let's
big
go
mop
do
of
the
hair.
Blagojevich.
So the big
he's
mop
Blago
of
with
hair,
the good I, hair. He's kind of like in Beyonce's song Lemonade, Becky with the good hair. It's Blago with the good hair.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's just all gray now, so maybe he was dying it before because it was like such a mop on top of his
you
head.
You think he was dying it?
He's probably a little stressed sitting in the clink.
Well, how can it be stressful being in the clink unless somebody's after you in the men's room all the time?
Well,
what is there that happens?
I could be living life in prison. I would still feel horrible about being in prison because, you know, like you're supposed to not want to be there.
Oh, is that what it is? A lot of
there's
people
that
like
built-in
to be there
stress
because,
of being disappointed.
A lot of people get arrested because they it's a way to get three squares and a roof over your head.
That is true. I actually know a couple of people who have that mentality.
Really? In your circle of friends, you have people that are jailbirds?
One in particular who loved to go to sit in the library and read all day. Yeah.
Really? Do I know this person?
I don't know.
You want to tell me who it is?
Nope.
No. Okay. Nice. One thing about Jennifer is she can keep a secret. All right. We've been working over the idea of having a third and possibly a fourth candidate on the dais for the presidential debates. And we're trying to come up with reasons, Jennifer. We can start this debate over again so that people who weren't listening earlier on can have the full impact of our thinking on this. Who are these people who are running this debate group that say 15%, you got to have 15%. Who put them in charge? They're not. I don't even know who they are. How dare they tell me that I can't see the candidate that I want to see and hear more about? Because there's some rule. Who put the
election committee?
Who are they?
I don't know. You know, but they do it way in advance. I mean, this is sort of, it was put together before election season really even began. It's the same principle behind the days that the debates were actually selected to take place. And you know, Donald Trump's been upset with them because many of them coincide with big football games and stuff like that. So there'll be distractions and people maybe won't tune in. But this stuff was decided 18 months ago.
Yeah. Well, the way to do it was decided 18 months ago. Now they have to look at the polls, supposedly.
I understand why there's a minimum, because if not, think about how many people you would have on on a presidential debate stage. I mean, it would be impossible to get anything done.
No, there are only four people who have gotten that far at this point in time. There are only four that are under serious consideration. So those are the people that ought to be there. They're all under serious consideration. Everybody knows who Jill Stein is. They all know who Gary Johnson is. And if you don't, then you ought to know.
Jill Stein has a long way to go. Gary Johnson's a lot closer to the 15%.
Why shouldn't she be included? Who come up?
I'm not saying she shouldn't be included. I'm just saying if the rule has been set at 15%, then, you know, Gary Johnson's very close to that, and he should absolutely have a podium.
And in your mind, these are the four candidates. I mean, in my mind, too, these are the four candidates that are picking up a little steam. But in other people's mind, well, if Jill Stein's up there, why can't Joe Blow be up there? Or why can't Evan McMullen be up there? And then all of a sudden, your debate stage. I mean, there are a lot of people that are running for president that you'll never even see because they haven't made enough signatures to get on a ballot. But they're running for president. Mm-hmm. You'd have a whole, I mean, it would be like Disneyland up on that stage.
In a moment, the best and worst voices in America. Who do you think has the best voice in America? I'll go through the list. Vin Scully's not on the list, but he ought to be.
That's right.
Because he's not a national figure. But he is thought of Vin Scully as the voice of the Dodgers, retiring this year at the age of 87. I'd just soon he keep going until he can't. You know, he ought to drop in front of the microphone. That would be the way to go out. But I think that's what I'm going to do. You think I'm going to stop doing this? Someday you'll just hear a...
Be like, great. Doug.
Doug.
That'll be it. It could be that would actually be very dramatic. You'd probably get some pretty good ratings. You could pick up some new affiliates out of it.
Probably. And then we could put the 911 call on air.
Yeah.
Live. Yeah, that'll be exciting. Yeah.
Right. Well, we could get Victoria Bullis to actually just channel you and just be your voice.
Well, you think that's funny.
That's very funny.
All right. There could be a plot here, though, because, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm not here tomorrow, you've heard, you've been an ear witness to history.
You've
heard these three plotting against me.
Then it'll be Victoria, Jennifer, and Victoria.
VJV.
All right. It's 16 past the hour.
Think green. Harrison with you. With gas prices hitting $4 a gallon, millions of American parents are still stuck driving their children to and from school, followed by back-to-back activities. Now the old-fashioned notion of carpooling has picked up renewed steam again. But today, coordinating carpool schedules, pickup times, and last-minute schedule changes have become logistical nightmares. Enter Divide the Ride, a carpooling website that automatically organizes carpools between families for free. It creates carpool schedules between trusting families, then emails and texts everybody. Even sends email reminders. You can save on expensive gas and emissions. It's all at DivideTheRide.com. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This center Iceman was the 1996 Stanley Cup playoff MVP, the 2001 NHL MVP, and the 2002 Olympic hockey MVP and gold medalist.
Sackett gets a second shot. He scores! Overtime game winner Joe Sackett.
So where is Joe Sakic now? Joe hung up his skates in 2009. He then took 2 years to spend with his family before returning to the Avalanche as an executive advisor in the front office. Joe also represents the team at Board of Governors meetings. In 2012, he received the highest honor of them all.
Had a chance to play 20 years. I played on some great teams. Got to lift the Stanley Cup twice. But with all that said, there's absolutely no better honor than being inducted here into the Hockey Hall of Fame tonight.
Joe Sakic, leaving his mark on history. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what will you stand in line for? When was the last time you played the waiting game? Why did you wait so long? Here's the social science of it. It's a funny thing, waiting. It can never be completely obliterated, only reduced. First off, you'll wait on the person who has what you want. Next, you'll wait when you think it's an investment. And the longer you wait, the more you'll believe it's worth it. That's technically referred to as cognitive dissonance. We know we're wasting time, but our brain manufactures reasons why it's worth it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Waiting is inevitable, but don't be tricked by it. Just like you should pick your battles, pick those things you wait for. Make sure it's cost-effective, and then it's worth the wait. So do you have a question? I'd love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
17 half the hour. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Number 10.
Okay, number 10 on the Best Voices in America list is Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, that's a good one. Number 9.
Number 9, Diane Sawyer. This is both men and women, by the way.
Okay. Number 8.
Number 8 is Mel Gibson. Is this exciting? People
Mel
find
Gibson?
This listening to voices. Yeah.
Oh, I love voices. Maybe, I don't know if it's just because of the profession that we're all in, but... Mm-hmm. Voices to me, they're awesome.
Yeah, Jen hears a lot of them. So
I do.
She likes
in
them.
My head.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I thought she was going.
Where does it say the kid gets to slam one of the stars? Where does that come from?
Number 7.
Number 7 is Barbara Streisand.
Ew, really?
Oh, well, I mean, singing voice, yeah.
We're
talking
about voices, yes.
Speaking voice?
No, this is the Center for Voice Disorders at Wake Forest University, doing a poll on voices, period. There was no voice, whether it's an announcer or whether it's a singer, it wasn't an actor. It's just voices that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Number 6.
Katie Couric.
Ugh, I find her voice so annoying.
I don't know. Should we just fast forward to number 1?
Number 5.
Sure so well.
Who else is on the list?
This is pretty bad.
Number 1 is James Earl Jones.
Yes, that would be my vote. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Of course.
Now, the top
Who's
5.
Who's number 2?
Let's just do the top 5, Jennifer, worst voices. All right.
Number 5.
Number 5 on the list of worst voices, Mike Tyson.
Okay.
What? Number 4.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Number 3.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, but I love and hate his voice at the same time.
See? Huh?
Awful. Number 2.
Roseanne Barr.
Yes. Number 1.
Fran Drescher.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Who was number 2 on the good side after Darth Vader?
Sean Connery.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
That's a good voice.
That
yeah.
guy can talk to me all day.
Oh, really?
He could be 109. I'd still go out with him.
Oh, yeah.
He practically is 109.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Where's Lewis?
He knows. He knows.
Yeah,
he knows about my
love.
So are you saying you're a two-timer?
Well,
is that how you roll?
There's something called
a hall
pass.
Yeah,
that might be my hall pass.
There's a hall pass? Really?
There's always a hall
pass. For certain celebrities.
Not in my life. There's no hall passes in my life. So anyway, okay.
Maybe you need to renegotiate that agreement.
All right, enough said. 21 after the hour.